Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, February 28th, 2007. My, it's already the last day of February. How life flies by. Today's message is titled, The Lord Sustains. And once again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting here together this morning. We've prepared this message together. And now it's a joy to share it with you vocally through our podcast. We are a couple, and our ministry is called DailyEncouragement.net. We're very alive in our presentation, and right now we're both attentive to our cat that continues to jump up on our desk, and we're concerned that she'll be making noise. So if you hear a little background noise, it's probably our cat that enjoys looking out our window. Today's scripture text is Psalm 3, verse 5, and Brooksine will read it today.
I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me.
What is the best part of waking up? Well, for many of us, the old Folgers coffee jingle will come to mind with that statement. Well, the coffee does taste mighty good and is almost always a part of our wake-up routine. But I feel sorry for those who would say it's the best part.
David wrote Psalm 3 when his own son Absalom was pursuing him. The rebellion in David's own home seems to be a long-term consequence of his sexual immorality with Bathsheba. In fact, the chapters following this account show the residual consequences to an act of sin. However, David had repented and again had the assurance of God's presence. He wrote in Psalm 3:3, "But you are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head."
The part of the daily text we want to focus on especially this morning is a timeless truth that can be proclaimed this day by all of God's people. It certainly should be our earliest awareness as we roll out of bed. The Lord sustains me. Praise God for this aspect of God's love and care for His own.
Today may very well bring a new set of obstacles for some of us. For others, an old set of problems quickly comes to mind that we continue to deal with and have to overcome. David still had his problems as he wrote the psalm. In fact, he begins it with this statement, "O Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, 'God will not deliver him.'"
But he was aware as he woke that the Lord had sustained him through another night. The Lord continues to sustain us as well, even when others paint a dismal forecast for our future. God will deliver the faithful who place their complete trust in Him. Let us rejoice today in God's sustaining care over all His creation and over each one of us as individuals.
Would you join me in prayer today and personalize this for your prayer? Father, you sustain me by speaking peace to my heart, even in the midst of troubling circumstances. Your unsurpassed peace cannot be defined by the absence of conflict, but by the assurance that you will come alongside me in the midst of my conflict and make a roadway for me in the wilderness of my suffering. When I seek you, I can be assured that you will hear me and deliver me from all my fears. Thank you for your sustaining presence that lifts me from my slumber and helps me to trust you for another day. Amen.
Amen. I finally had to reach over and pick her cat up. She just loves to work right around the computer monitor and all the stuff we have stacked up here as we do the podcast for some reason. Well, thank God for His sustaining power today. Again, our web ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. That's all one word, Daily Encouragement. Today I have more than the usual amount of photos up on the side. I had a nice trip to the eastern part of the county yesterday with our Amish friends, Jesse and Anna, and their three children, and got some neat shots, and we'd like to share them with you. Also today, I will have a song up. I've not quite decided, even at the time we make the podcast, what song it will be that we hope would further reinforce the message of God's sustaining power, but I've got a couple I've seen. We had to go ahead and make the podcast before we were completely done because Brooksine's been called upon to take a lady to the hospital with a severe migraine headache. Our pastor called about a half hour ago. So we're there to help. We have some flexibility in our lives. Well, we do want you to be encouraged today to continue to stay strong in the Lord and be aware of His sustaining power.